when they got men and bacon, mutton, red
and that's right, and biscuit. You must have made for them 10 or 12 bigger sheets of biscuit.
Yeah.
Besides your loaf bread, they don't have to make.
Lovely little pieces.
That's right, ma'am. Yeah?
Yeah. Biscuit, we couldn't get enough of them to cook for them. Big coup. Then they never was much of a hand, them people to come with liquor. No. There was just one unruly man among them all that I can remember.
Yeah.
He wanted to beat old landlord.
That's right. Yeah.
And we get along all good.
Did you have any police officers of any kind at that time, if there was a fight?
There was no officer unless you go to Fort Kent and be the one officer in the whole Fort Kent. Everybody, the fight started, they'd get around and talk it over and make peace among the people out there.
We get all kinds of credit by just calling, tell them what we want in Fort Kent.
Yeah.
They know the people. Honestly, always pay. Them places that are down high as $100 to go down and pay for drugs. But I made good. I had settled in the fall, knowing the spring. Pretty often you had $600. Then besides the travelers of Penny Cash, Moshe would pay for the grub, cash stolen and coming.
You help people whenever they died. When someone died, you lined the casket?
Oh yes, the little children and dogs. Mr. Walsh, you know him, Tom?
Yeah.
He wanted me and my sister-in-law to trim his casket. We told him we would, and they made it up here, the carpenter's day. It cost $18.50 when it was made, and we trimmed it. And what came in but Mr. Pelkey, just when we were together?
Yeah.
Tyler was just and Dan and Charlie Henderson was on the other side of me. And in came Mr. Pelkey, the undertaker from Fort Kent. He knew we were working at it, and he knew that the casket was made up here. And he was kind enough to come up and see what kind of a job we were doing. And we were doing okay. And without saying Mr. Pelkey, I often trimmed the children's casket. But the only difference, you were showing it, he would nail it this way with the skirt hanging down. And then when he got it there, tacked all in there, he'd turn it down in the casket. Oh, I said, I left the skirt inside. Just as good, he said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wish to make them the casket.
Many the ones that I trimmed, too.
Now, you used to have newspapers.
Eh?
You always got the daily newspaper?
We did.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be daily up here, but we had Montreal from my father there in Fredericton. And then after a while of bad war, we got Bangor paper. Oh my, yes, we couldn't deal without the paper. We can't get.
The first schoolhouse, did each child have a desk?
Eh?
In the first schoolhouse, did each child have a desk?
Oh, just one old wooden one.
For the teacher.
And the teacher occupied that.
Yeah, that's right.
Where did the children sit? Huh? Where did the children sit?
The benches.
Around the wall on the board. Boards. Around. Not too much coming. You live in Fort Kent? In the old days, they'd have a summer dish at Old Greece, you know? Mutton chowder was a great one, more after, and they'd take a candle and make out a rag, candle, cotton, twist it, double it, and put the end of it down in the grease and set and knit by that.
Yeah.
That's right. Many the nights my mother, my aunt said that they'd set up and knit by that kind of a light. Pretty tough.
Bringing supplies home from, where did you go to get your groceries? When they bought groceries.
When you bought your first groceries, you had to go back to Edmonston, eh?
Oh, yeah.
And Grand Falls. Pull them up from there.
Take a week for your
That's right, man.
No,
take a big log canoe. They make themselves over a big pine. Two men would run down. They put their supply and they pull that. They take about 3 days from where they start there till they get up here to Dickey or to find that we got. And that's the way they got their supply.
I can remember, Tom, you know, when they called at the head of the road to Mr. John Doe.
Yes.
At the John Doe Hill.
Yes. And these people then get in a canoe, go across the river and are on the ice just as well as an ambulance. Go up and down, pull the canoe, And the ladies then, the man was all the time in the woods, and the lady had all the work to do, take care of the stock and take care of the garden and everything. They do all that work. They done more work than the man.
Would you like to live it over again?
Oh no, I didn't want to live this in my this world.
It'd be all right to live it over if it made a difference. Keep on with the young fellas, they're coming. Wouldn't we have fun now, mate? Wouldn't we have fun if we could live over with these young people?
Yeah.
Hey?
Just sometimes the priest would come along, and sometimes an old traveling minister would come. None station, you know.
No, ma'am.
No,
ma'am. Yeah. And that's like us with the priest. They come along and say a mass and we wouldn't see him again for years. So
sure.
They come back.
Sure.
Yeah.
What would you do if somebody wanted to get married and there was no priest around?
Oh, they'd always make a date to have them to come.
They always land away for that.
Yeah. You know, the people who lay back now are as foolish as you think they are. Now when you get 4 kids, I'll be down there, and I'll go give you some money. And you buy a treat and send it to this old lady.
Okay? All right.
I finish the money, but I didn't get no chance to go. And you mail it to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell her
about
Cat Nettle.
Oh, well.
That's good, folks.
You keep me here all day. Well, he was a number of a young man wondering was his father, old Mr. Nettle from St. Francis. And his boy's name was Pat. He comes years and year after year to be me, and he never misses the birthday present. And this Thanksgiving, what was it?
Easter.
Easter. He brought me a great big turkey.
Turkey.
And he was going away to Connecticut to visit. He had a big family. And why he did it, he claims that I was a great friend of him up and down his family. Come in wet, cold, he says, or wet feet. I could give him dry feet dressed and help him. That's why he took on out to me. He's 17. He's the same age as Ed.
Yeah. And he's a nice fellow too.
Hat.
Very,
yeah.
Today's worth all kinds of money.
He resigned from all his work.
Yeah.
He works no more.
Yeah.
He lumbered till he got enough to keep him. And he lumbered from Pinkham. And he said, told me the last year they came out of the road, Mr. Pinkham tried hard to make him keep on. No, he said, I don't do that. I got enough to keep me, he said, Mr. Pinkham, in the go.
Now, having no church to go to in the early years, how did you come to understand and know the Bible?
Well, in them days, everybody had a Bible. When they come here, they brought it with them from way down.
Sure.
Yes, everybody had a Bible, and they'd read it to the children.
Oh, Mr. Diamond was,
that's right,
was
man.
Like a minister.
That was your uncle, eh?
No, Mr. Diamond. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, a well-educated man.
He wouldn't eat his dinner or meal without maybe down on his day, say, grace for eating. He was very particular about that.
Oh, yeah.
Follow up that.
Yeah.
What do you think about the man going to the moon?
Yeah.
Going to war.
To the moon. And back to the moon.
Yeah, are they going again, man? They just
to the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know much of it. I don't think they ever got that. Oh, you kid, you know that.